Hello there, you're listening to the Watson's Daily Podcast with me, Peter Watson, on Tuesday the 19th of July. Today I am joined by Will Lowe, who is a Watson's Daily Ambassador. Hey there Will, how are you today?
I am hot. I'm extremely, extremely hot. For anyone who hasn't seen me outside of the podcast, I'm a in ginger, and I think this is humid.
I'm not laughing at the fact that you being ginger. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. It's a big admission.
I was looking in the BBC and I saw some of their tips on how to remain cool in this heat.
Yeah.
One of them was sticking your socks in the freezer for a bit and then putting them back on. And now I thought that was ridiculous. I thought I'd never do that.
I'm hoping they're saying clean socks, right?
Hopefully clean socks. I don't want to stink out the freezer.
No, exactly. So, very good. Yes, I mean, talk about, you know, putting sheets and stuff in the freezer as well, which I do think sounds a bit extreme, because I would have thought that doesn't last very long at all. I mean, you leave it in the, you know, leave it in the fridge, not leave it in the fridge, but leave it in the, you know, leave it in the fridge for a while or something. And then, you know, they get nice and cool. By the time you put them on, they're still probably cool and you just lie down and then they'll just, you know, I was actually thinking dogs are allowed in our gym and they don't work out though. In case you're wondering. but actually that one of them had one of these cool, like cool gel mats or something. I thought, oh yeah, that looks like a good thing to do. Right. So today we've not got much time because you're going to the beach.
I am going to the beach. As a fair-skinned ginger, I'm going on the hottest day of the year.
I think you're mad. I mean, I said to you, didn't I, earlier on, I was like, you are fair of skin and you've decided to go to the beach on the hottest day ever in the UK. How are you feeling? You've got that, and I've got the big day in the gym today, which is going to be fun.
We're both punishing ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, you know, why make life easy? Anyway, talking about an easy life or not an easy life. What did you want to talk about from today's Watson's Daily?
Not an easy life indeed. So the Bank of England is telling us to get ready for a 2% interest rate rise.
Yeah.
Obviously, this isn't actually being put in place yet, but it's definitely something to get ready for.
And that's right. It's not the official. This is the Bank of England line. This is one person. just to make sure. So one person from the Monetary Policy Committee, which is the interest rate setting committee within the Bank of England, and it's one guy called Michael Saunders. So he is saying that. Just to be clear.
Yes. But anyway, telling us and warning us.
Yeah.
To get rid of and curb inflation. And I think this is particularly important at the moment because we can kind of look into the future of the UK slightly.
Yeah.
So we have a new Conservative PM candidate, and all of the candidates at the moment are promising tax cuts, and now there's a proposed interest rate rise. Mm-hmm. What kind of effect will this have on the UK consumer? We're seeing, you know, obviously in the past, we've seen lots of stories about the cost of living crisis, its effect on the consumer. We're seeing businesses being affected by interest rate rises, inflation, all adversely, I should say. Mm-hmm. So I think the UK is in a bit of a precarious situation. What do you think, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an interesting, this is an interesting thing. First of all, I would say that this is one person from the MPC. Remember that we have, and again, what will happen is you'll see one of these, you know, one MPC members talking about what they think. I do remember, the end of last year, we had another MPC member that was quoted. The thing is, you've got to take this with a pinch of salt, right? I mean, in some ways, this is reminiscent of the way that the government acted, I think, during COVID, which was basically putting something out there and then seeing what the reaction was. So
true.
I think that, with this, it seems to me, so this I said one of those MPC geezers from the Bank of England, more specifically Michael Saunders. By the way, I only say this because I want to humanise people, right? Because they're the MPC, but, you know, he's a normal guy. So anyway, just to say that, so there, it sounds like the Bank of England is putting it out there, because the thing is, the great thing about doing this is that if it doesn't go to 2%, they hope that people will forget, and they'll be concentrating on other things. And if it does go to 2% and people start complaining, they will say, well, you know, we did say that it might go to 2%. So, I mean, you know, they basically are covering their behinds, essentially, in this. I mean, who knows? Maybe someone else is going to come out from the MPC and say, well, actually, I don't think that, you know, there should be, I don't think that it's going to hit 2%. I think this is going to happen. You know, so who knows? Because then they could cover both sides there. But anyway, true.
It's an interesting one. But I think you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't, really.
Yeah,
You know, with this at the moment, I think, well, inflation is almost inevitable no matter what the interest rate rise is proposed to be or what it actually is. Mm. With, you know, tax cuts at the moment as well. You know, it's kind of one side is trying to spur economic growth, the other is trying to calm it down and just cool it. And I think that, you know, whatever the next Conservative PM is going to be, whoever they are, they might have to, and the Conservative government might have to fall in line with the Bank of England, and you know, vice versa as well, to try and curb inflation, and cool down the economy slightly.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it will be interesting, though, to see what happens if, you know, whoever it is comes in. I mean, if they do decide to cut taxes, obviously the counter argument to that is, if you cut taxes, yes, people will spend more. But the problem is, if they spend more, that will put inflation up even faster.
Yes.
And if that happens, and, you know, so. I mean, the thing is, there are counter arguments, right? And the problem is that it's not immediately obvious as to who's right, because it takes a while for all this to actually feed through to the economy. So, anyway, it's a difficult situation. The banks got it wrong for ages. They didn't do anything. And now we're sort of heading towards a big inflation figure.
Definitely.
If I were trying to be nice to them, I would say, you know, they didn't predict that they're, you know, and no one could have predicted that the Ukraine war would happen. But I personally thought that the signs, there were loads of signs, abundance of signs last year. And, you know, the central banks just went, oh, no, it's only temporary. And here we are. So anyway, just goes to show you, never listen to experts. Well, listen to experts, but don't take what they say as, you know, as 100% it's definitely going to happen.
But listen to Watson's Daily.
Of course.
Listen to Peter Watson.
Well, yeah. Obviously. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, so things are going to get more difficult, I think. But, you know, we will see what happens. There will be a big effect, right? I mean, you know, whoever gets in, because they're going to come in, they're going to put in a load of policies and things like that, because they want to, you know, put their stamp on things.
Yes.
And yeah, you know, I think it's not just the tax cuts, it's everything else that comes with it as well.
Yes. There's a lot of policies that go into this, isn't it?
Exactly.
But that's not the only problem that the UK is facing. And I think there are other problems across the channel in your story today.
Yes, indeed. Love the transition again.
I'm trying. Are you liking the transitions?
This is it's very good. Yes, very, very sort of professional TV like. So in terms of you know, what I was thinking about today, there was an interesting article in the FT talking about the European Commission is apparently going to be sending out a list of voluntary gas reduction targets to member states. And if they don't comply with those, they will become mandatory. Now, this is interesting because I mean, we've been hearing a lot recently, especially since Russia switched off, you know, the gas for, you know, in quotes, you know, scheduled maintenance. But the fear has been that they won't turn it back on. The International Energy Agency has been cautioning about, you know, about this and saying that the EU needs to get prepared for prolonged gas cuts. So I think this is quite, you know, this is moving into the dramatic now. And I do think, I mean, the idea behind them immediately slashing gas usage and rationing gas is to give storage facilities time to be filled before we hit winter.
Yes, to stockpile and make sure that there's enough for later on when it actually matters and when people actually need it.
Yeah, I mean, they do now, or certainly industry does. But I mean, it will get worse as we get into winter. So I think, you know, the main sort of takeaway I have from that, and actually on the subject of takeaway, there is a story on Deliveroo in today's What's On Sale. just to say that, so I mean, I think the main takeaway from this is that, you know, although we're going to have it bad, I think that Europe is going to have it much worse, you know, and it's going to be much more difficult. And I do wonder, actually, I'm worried myself because, I mean, on a selfish basis, because I'm supposed to go, if my passport arrives in time, to my first holiday in 10 years.
Oh, wow.
In August. To Disneyland Paris, right? Aww. Disneyland Paris, I'm going with my family, by the way.
That'd be great.
just to let you know. I'm sort of wondering. I mean, places like that, they must use tons of electricity, and you do wonder whether actually are they going to be like running less rides? Are they not? Are they going to restrict opening? You know, that sort of thing.
Prices rise there, and will ticket prices go up?
Yeah,
though they've had a rough time during COVID.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, is that going to happen? Are they going to do things like that? I mean, obviously we don't know just yet, but I mean, it does sound like we're on the verge of something like that. So
say so as well. I mean, a lot of countries are struggling at the moment. Germany itself, like you said, was probably going to be the hardest hit out of all of these. It's already, I think you wrote in the Rotten Daily that it's already burned through a $2 billion gas loan that was given, and that only took 6 months. How many more of these are there going to be?
No, I know.
It's weird to think about, really. Because it's the things you take for granted. Energy and utilities are something you take for granted, really, when you're using them. But the costs do add up.
Yeah, they do indeed. And, I mean, it was interesting because I saw there was another article today that I was reading. I think it was in the Telegraph. And they were saying that, you know, although Trump isn't everyone's cup of tea, he was right in the sense that he said that Europe was basically addicted to Russian gas. And he has been proved correct, as apparently at the time they all laughed at him. But now, I mean, obviously that is coming back to haunt everyone. Obviously, we'll just have to see how things unfold. Clearly, from, you know, Putin and Gazprom's a point of view, there's no need to hurry particularly. Although maybe they could do with the millions that Germany will pay them for the gas to finance the war effort. So who knows?
I mean, we'll see.
From a strategic point of view, obviously they can, you know, continue to put the foot on the throats of the Europeans by doing this. But on the other hand, they could also do with the money. So who knows? Who knows? I mean, mate, we'll see how it goes. But obviously they'll need to fill all those sort of emergency, those sort of storage facilities before I think that is a matter of urgency.
And do you think they'll be able to do it?
I've no idea. I mean, it depends what they do. I mean, it depends also what is the compliance with the EU member states with this directive. So it depends on how many are going to comply with it. You would have thought that the ones most likely to comply with it are maybe not in the middle of a heat wave potentially, those will be the ones that will comply immediately, and then followed by others perhaps. But yeah, it is very difficult, and you know, we're going to see more and more of this, I think.
Definitely.
You know, certainly in the next few weeks, especially if we do have hotter temperatures and things as well. So yeah,
for sure, two very tricky stories, I think, with no
Indeed.
Real resolutions. And,
indeed.
Yeah, different variables affecting both.
Absolutely, and you know, I mean, I suppose we better finish there, but. You know, please, any listeners out there, please keep your fingers crossed that I can actually go. My passport does come in time, and B, that they don't switch all the rides off for the first time in my first holiday for 10 years.
They switch them off while you're on.
Oh,
them.
That would be so bad. Yeah, you don't want to be hanging upside down when they switch them off, though, do you? Really? I mean, that would be a bit of a downer.
Well, you're quite literally. Like goodbye to the Caribbean ride.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Anyway, on that note, let's bring this to a close. Thank you very much indeed for your opinions, Will. As always,
no problem.
Enjoy the beach. Obviously, you can give everyone a run. Can give everyone a rundown on you know, kind of sunburn
tomorrow's
situation. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, well, have a good day. Have a good day,
you
everyone. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
And yeah, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Many thanks.
No.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.